Well, would you introduce yourself, please?
I'm Joy Downer, and I make music.
Well, one hopes so, because if you were a nuclear scientist, if you were a scientist right now,
I could be a lot of things at once.
Well, we're going to find out. By the time this is over, I'm going to know you more than you know yourself if I do my whatever my job is, right? Okay, let's start with the most important thing. Is Joy Downer an artist, a band, or a burrito?
Oh, it's tempting to pick the last one, but I'm going to go with artist.
I know, but that's just me being silly.
I love burritos. I wish I was a burrito sometimes. So it's my husband and I make this joke that never gets old to me, which he's my husband, because he plays everything on stage, and it's really funny to see him.
Where are you from? You know, we don't know any of this, really.
I usually don't talk about it, so I'm happy to do that. I grew up in a place called Jamul, and which is a very rural town inland, about 40 minutes from San Diego. And I had a lot of brothers and sisters growing up on a farm type situation, and we were Mormon growing
How
up.
How many?
There was six of us in my house, but my parents were divorced, and then there was six more. Yeah, Christmases were fun.
Oh my! Well, Christmases must have lasted like 48 hours. It's like going here's child number 11. Here's your gift number three.
Yeah, and we'd go like each kid had to open one present at a time, and you'd go and take turns. So it really did last.
Was there like a spreadsheet?
Probably hours. It was awful.
Maybe you need like a spreadsheet.
Yeah, we should have had an agenda.
Oh my, right, yeah, right. Like at the DMV, it's like, okay, present number A16, it's your turn. Wow. And where were you in the middle of your 11 other siblings?
I was fifth down.
Yeah.
Not a lot of people know this, but couples in the Mormon church go through the temple and they get married for eternity, forever. And you can't, even if you get divorced, you're still married after you die forever.
So where was the moment that you realized that you were going to do all sorts of things that the Mormon church wouldn't approve of?
I don't know if there was
like
a moment.
Like what we're about to talk about.
I don't know if there's a moment. I think it was a gradual thing where I realized there was things I could not live with and feel good about. And so it was sort of gradual where I would stop going to church. And at some point around 16 or 17, I sort of got lost in the mix. And my parents at this point, my dad had moved to Utah. My mom was on her third marriage. And nobody was really caring about if I was going to college or anything like that. I had been modeling for already a few years and started traveling around a lot doing modeling. And at some point, I was living in my car. Yeah, I think they were like, well, she's pretty, so we don't have to worry about her. She's just going to go model.
Because that saves your existence.
No, I never liked it. I liked getting paid. That was fun. And
getting paid is always good. Right.
I didn't love the lifestyle of everyone around me. And
lifestyle as in sex and drugs and rock and roll, then you landed up in anyway.
And then I landed, it was just only inevitable, you know?
So you go from that.
Yeah.
To this.
Yeah, exactly.
And what about formal training? How did you learn to be a musician versus a pretty face doing, you know, the right thing there?
Yeah. I mean, I've never been trained. I love music. I hear music in my head all day long. I will sing songs in my head instead of thoughts. They're in melodies, you know. But I have always been around music, and my mom was a pianist, and I have an aunt and a great-grandmother who were musicians as well. So
There was a dad who was in a Beatles cover band.
Yeah, yeah. In high school, he was in a Beatles cover band in Palm Desert. Or no, Deserts of Hot Springs. I don't know quite the difference.
One of those hot places with no
humidity.
Yeah,
one of those hot places. Yeah, my brother as well.
Really?
My older brother, yeah. And he's probably one of my best friends. And he's a really prolific songwriter. And I've always looked up to him, so.
Commercial songwriter?
No, he used to be in a band called Crash Encore back in the day, maybe 2008, 2009.
Many moons ago, right.
Many moons ago. And we had a band together shortly. It was called Hello Sunshine with my husband.
Oh, that's cute.
Who is my husband now and then him.
When did it get serious?
It got serious probably 5 years ago when I was working three different jobs here in LA and just kind of miserable thinking, what am I doing? I'm doing all these jobs that just pay bills and they don't fulfill me on a soul level. I'm doing nothing for a legacy I'd be proud to leave behind. And I've always wanted to do music. So I'm going to just...
So did you give up the modeling because you wanted to pursue music?
I had stopped that around 24, 25, just because I didn't want to do it anymore. I'd done it since I was four, so...
Wow.
I was done. Donezo.
Wow. So you gave that up not knowing what you were going to do and took three jobs, yeah. None of which were probably very fulfilling.
No, I was Ubering, and I was working as a door girl, and...
At one of the clubs?
At the Roosevelt Hotel, at Teddy's and at Spare Room.
Wow.
And sometimes the place called Beecher's down below that's sort of secret. At 25, I felt like I'm either going to do this now or regret not having tried.
You just had your three jobs, you had your money in your piggy bank, and you said...
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do this. So when you go to somebody like Rob and you say, okay, here I am, I'm Joy and I like music. How do you get from that? Had you had songs? Had you done demos?
I hadn't, no. I actually had met his wife, Lauren. I don't know if you know her, but she's an incredible drummer. I had done a commercial with her for Amazon.
Oh, wow.
We played a sweet... same-sex couple in a commercial that didn't ever end up airing. I think it didn't test well or something, or I was a bad performer. I don't know what happened. But she asked what I did, and I said I was moving into doing songwriting, and I really wanted to pursue that. And she said, well, my husband, Rob, is producing people now, and you should talk to him. So that's
so you sat down with him, and I want to make sure I do this in a way that...
Yeah.
That doesn't feel Svengali or any of the things that everybody would probably go down that road. Because the road that's easy to go down is, okay, she was pretty. She's a model. And then she says, oh, I want to make a record.
No, I said I have five songs I want to get produced. And
at that point, what were they? Were they just songs you had written the lyrics to, or did you know the melodies?
No, I had like written them... In their entirety over acoustic, but they didn't have production, and I really wanted to have them realized, and he was the guy to do that. So I had put out that EP, and after that I wanted to make this record, which is coming out, and Rob started a band with his wife called Kolars, which is fabulous, and they started touring all over the world, so I wasn't able to work with him. So because of that, we started learning how to produce ourselves.
This Definitely. Became a family project.
It did, yeah, yeah.
And meanwhile, he was making money as an engineer and you were still making money in your three jobs.
I was still working, yes, many jobs.
Number one, how did the two of you decide what this was going to be and sound like? And number two, how did you suddenly discover what it takes to suddenly... You know, have a publicist who's Peter Bjorn and John's publicist, which is how she knows me because I've had them on multiple times and they're friends. Yeah. You know, how do you get from there to where we are now? Because there's obviously a pretty heavy duty trajectory there.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't think we set out with the intention of trying to to put out a certain sound. I think each song was its own. It was like a case-by-case song, and each song was sort of an expression of its own and a story of its own. I think of it as almost a diary entries for myself, really.
Wow. So you make this thing, but now the team, you've got obviously a really great publicist. Do you now have a manager? Do you now have a manager and a distributor and all that stuff?
We do, yeah. I wasn't messing around this time.
What is the filter for a Joy Downer song?
I don't know if it's something I think about too much, but if it feels like something I would listen to, or if it feels honest, then I think that's my point where I've hit my mark with whatever I was trying to do.
But when people look at you and go, what could possibly be wrong in this woman's life that she would write such, you know, songs that are so, you know, this, right?
Yeah, sure.
How do you explain to them that when you unpeel the orange, it ain't that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just what all of us fall into, is making a quick judgment on how things might look from the outside. But obviously, behind the scenes, everything's always very different. And you really never know what anyone's going through.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. And what it is two of your songs on the outside, and then songs by others in between.